Welcome to Trappers Warm Up. We're here in Corbett Field in Minot, North Dakota. I'm Ryan Breeden with you, the voice of the Trappers, bringing you coverage of every Fear Trappers game throughout this summer. Game number 11 of the season upcoming for the Trappers, hoping to turn things around here against the same opponent as we had this past weekend, the Souris Valley Saberdogs. It was an ugly Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for your Trappers, losing 14-0, 21-3, and 27-0. Team hoping to turn some things around. Had the off day yesterday, a chance to rest up a little bit, maybe turn things around a bit. I was able to catch up with Trappers head coach Jamie Habiger just a few moments ago in the Trappers dugout and talk to him about today's game. And I'm joined here pregame by Trappers head coach Jamie Habiger. Coach, first, before we get into baseball, how'd you enjoy the off day yesterday?
It was great. You know, a bunch of the guys, and we went to watch Top Gun, which was a great movie. Hopefully we got a chance to relax, and we'll come back out new breath today.
Yep, and so you've got the ace, Caleb Hay, on the mound. He's been fantastic in his first two starts. What's your confidence level in him today going out to face that Saberdogs lineup?
I got a lot of confidence in Caleb today on the mound. Like, he's a bulldog, a lot of grit, like I've said before. I'm really interested to see how he does against this tough lineup.
Absolutely. Thanks, Coach, and we'll see you postgame.
Thanks, Ryan. Go Trap.
So it was a quick pregame interview for Coach Jamie Habiger, just catching him after batting practice with the team today. It's kind of chilly out today, actually, in the mid to low 60s. Really no wind, no sun to be seen in the sky. One thing that was really fun about yesterday's game, or 2 days ago, the game on Sunday, though it was a 27-0 defeat by the hands of the Saberdogs, it was Noah McCreary that was on the mound for the Trappers. It was his first time starting in 6 years, and I got a chance to meet up and talk with Noah a few moments ago as well about yesterday and then being back in the lineup today. And I'm now joined in the Trappers dugout by Shohei Ohtani of the team, Noah McCreary. Noah, you were on the mound 2 days ago, and now you're back in the lineup in your typical spot, DHing today. How are you feeling after a couple days to reflect on your little spot start you got there for the first time in 6 years?
There's definitely something to work on. Got to work on filling up the zone a little more. Body's feeling good. Just got to try and contribute on the offensive side today. That's about it.
You think that that's the last time we'll see you on the mound? Do you think we'll see you again this year out there?
Oh, absolutely not. I'm definitely going to need a redemption start. Ideally against these guys, let them know that I'm about that action and that they can't get lucky twice.
Coach said you guys went and watched Top Gun yesterday. I decided to stay back in the hotel and chill in the hot tub and watch Kenobi, so I was doing my own thing, but you guys went and watched Top Gun. What did you think of the movie?
I'd say from top to bottom, that was a cinematic masterpiece. Really tied in a lot of the elements of the old movie, put some new spin on it, and 10 out of 10 would recommend.
I've never seen either of them, so I guess I'm going to have to get on that.
Yeah, absolutely, you should. You got to start with the first one. You got to learn the backstory, the origin. Makes the second one just that much better.
Okay, I'll make sure to do that. Thanks very much, Noah. Good luck in the lineup today, and we'll talk to you next time.
Yep, thank you.
So that was Noah McCreary. Some high praise for the new Top Gun movie. I've heard nothing but good things about it. I guess I'll have to get around to that sooner rather than later, maybe on the double off day that we have next Monday and Tuesday. Maybe I'll have to get around to watching that. We're nearly through introducing the starting lineups for the Saberdogs. Your Trappers wearing navy blue already lined up, ready for the anthem. And so we are about ready to take a quick break here for the anthem, then we will come back, introduce your starting lineups, and have first pitch. We'll take a quick pause here for 90 seconds and come back on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GregGooseMotors.com, GregGooseMotors.com, GregGooseMotors.com.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? Activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the DRGNews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the DRGNews.com app.
The voice of the Pier Trappers, River 92.7.
That one's lined into right field for a base hit. That will get down. One run will score. Coach Jamie will wave him around home, and he will score, too. That's a two RBI single.
Pier Trappers Baseball is brought to you by Grey Goose Motors, The Outpost Lodge, Tokyo Japanese Cuisine, The Corner Station, and The Crossing, Classic Car Wash, Darren Boyle Sales, and Avera St. Mary's Hospital. Now, Pier Trappers Baseball.
And we are about set for first pitch here at Corbett Field in Minot, North Dakota. I'm Ryan Breeden, your voice of the Trappers, bringing you the action here every single game on River 92.7 and home games streamed live as well on YouTube Live. Pitcher on the mound for the Saberdogs. Reed Butts, the lefty. For your Trappers, Connor Bendek leading off once again for the third consecutive game. Noah McCreary, who we talked to a few moments ago in pregame, he was on the mound 2 days ago in the most recent game for the first time in 6 years, and now back in the lineup, designated hitting. Hunter Brown batting third. Anthony Barraza cleaning things up in the fourth spot. Colby Rich, Max Mueller, Garrett Arnold, Trevor Seagraves, and Jacob Griffin, who's really been thriving in that number nine, the second leadoff spot, if you will, has 5 hits in his last 4 games, and he will be in that number nine spot once again. So we are ready for first pitch. Got a nice uniform matchup today. Trappers wearing their navy blue with the gold numbers and the gold script. Reed Butts. First pitch is fired in for a strike, and we are underway here. Saberdogs wearing all white with some blue sleeves and a big airplane logo on the chest. Second pitch is fired in for a called strike two. So Reed Butts wasting no time, the senior out of Valley City State, throws two strikes in there, taken and already ahead 0-2. And the pitch fouled off straight back. As I mentioned, a little bit chilly today, 64 degrees. The American flag out there in straightaway center field, really not moving whatsoever. That one's turned on and hit down the line and left. Muncy on the run. He will not get there. That's extra bases on the first batter of the game for Connor Bendek. He cruises into second base, and that's a leadoff double for your Trappers. So quite a way to start off this game. An 0-2 count. Connor Bendek saw a fastball up in the zone, wasted no time and turned on that one. Hit it all the way to the wall. And now a runner in scoring position here right away in this game. And it is Noah McCreary. Lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch missed outside. McCreary has been very productive at the plate this season. Leads the team in hits with 9. The 1-0. That's painted on the outside for a strike. 1-1 the count. Runner on second after the leadoff double. The 1-1. That one gets away, and that will allow for Bendek to take third. And now a runner on third with nobody out here in the top of the first for your Trappers after the wild pitch from Reed Butts. So early on here, nobody out in the game. We just got underway, and Noah McCreary in a prime RBI spot. Runner on third, 2-1 count. And the pitch missed high for ball three. gets set, and the 3-1. That missed for ball four. First two batters of the game reach. That's a walk for McCreary. And now Hunter Brown, the shortstop. He's been flashing the leather recently. Has a solid bat as well. Batting 250 so far to start the year. He has runners on the corners. First pitch taken for strike one on the inside. His four RBI are tied for fourth on the team. And he takes a slider that runs in too far. Four ball one. Runners on the corners. Nobody out. Top of the first, the 1-1, chopped foul, straight back, 1-2. In the most recent contest between these two days ago, the Trappers were held scoreless, 27-0, trying to scratch across a run here in the first inning. The 1-2 runs in too far, count now even at 2-2 to the right-handed hitter, Hunter Brown. California kid, Modesto. The 2-2, chopped foul to the right side. Made some good contact with that. Could hear the crack of the bats, the wooden bats here in the Expedition League. Two and two, Reed Butts. This is a big pitch upcoming here, trying to get a first out on the board. Fouled off once again to the right side. This one out of play. If the Trappers are able to bring a run around here in this inning, it'll be their first lead in the series. The 2-2, and got him chasing. Went with outside off speed. Got Hunter Brown way out in front. So that's a big strikeout for Reed Butts. And now the middle infield can play at double play depth. And for Anthony Barraza, who has insane power, but also has a tendency of striking out or grounding him, could get a double play ball here. First pitch runs up and in. Barraza is second on the team with 7 RBI. The 1-0 goes with a breaking ball and runs it back in. That was a beautiful slider. A ton of late movement to it from the left-hander. Reed Butts. The 1-1. Runs that one up and outside. Now 2-1. It was a leadoff double for Connor Bendek, and he is on third base. Noah McCreary walked, and we have runners on the corners. The 2-1. Check swing. Got him all the way around. 2-2. Reed Butts on the mound. Trappers trying to take an early lead here in Corbett Field. Anthony Barraza, big spot. The 2-2 fouled off on a line and bounces off Coach Jamie Haviger in the third base coach's box. Got to stay on a swivel there. The 2-2. And the pitch. Got him swinging, strike three. So the Trappers go down on strikes back-to-back. And now Colby Rich coming up, the right-handed hitter in right field today. Going to have to come through here with runners on the corners. And now two away. First pitch. That misses low and inside. The Trappers had runners on the corners with nobody out to start out this game. And then back-to-back strikeouts of Hunter Brown and Anthony Barraza. The 1-0 pitch. Chopped foul. Just rolled foul. Down that third baseline. Looking to take an early lead. The 1-1. Fouled back, 1-2. Kobe Rich needs to dig in and battle here in a 1-2 count. Trappers looking to avoid stranding runners on the corners. They had them there with nobody out, but then back-to-back strikeouts have us where we are now. The 1-2 fouled off again. Rich digs back in. 1-2. And the pitch spiked it. So ball two. Count now 2-2. Two on, two away. Top of inning number one. Reed butts the lefty. 2-2 pitch. Got him swinging. So the Trappers strand runners on the corners. They had them there with nobody out. But then Reed Butts strikes out three Trappers in a row. All of them go down swinging. So the Trappers come up empty-handed here in the top of the first. We'll take a quick break and come back for the bottom of the first inning here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier. It's the Golden Giveaway with the DRG Media Group and your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule. June 25th, the Golden Buffalo Casino will give away a Whirlpool appliance package, and you could win it. All you have to do is stop by any of our participating Central South Dakota businesses and register. If your name is drawn, you'll have a chance to win a Whirlpool appliance package. That includes a washer, dryer, stove, refrigerator, and above-range microwave. So register now at these locations. In Pier at Gator's Pizza Pasta Subs, Richie Z's Brick House Barbecue, Pier Sports Center, Lynn's Dakota Mart and Lynn's Dakota Mart Gas, and in Fort Pier at Pizza Ranch. Keep listening for more information. The Golden Giveaway is going on all summer long, with the prizes getting bigger and bigger. Get complete contest rules at the Golden Buffalo Casino and rules and registration points at drgnews.com. The Golden Giveaway with the Golden Buffalo Casino and DRG Media Group.
Luis Pelayo stepping in here to lead off the bottom of the first for the Saberdogs. Your Trappers had runners on the corners with nobody out in the top of the first, but then struck out 1-2-3 to strand them there. Connor Bendek had a leadoff double down the left field line. Pelayo chops one up the middle. Seagraves ranging towards the hole, able to stop it, but no throw to first. The speedy Luis Pelayo chops one out and beats it to the bag. That is an infield single. Caleb Hay on the mound for your Trappers. He has been the best pitcher so far of this young season on the Trappers roster. 2-0. A 3 ERA on the dot. 12 innings, given up 14 hits and 4 earned runs. Struck out 13 batters. Now faces Hunter Delanoy, the lefty. And he takes a first pitch strike from the right-hander, Caleb Hay. Ottawa University in Arizona. Runner on first. 0-1, a nice slider there, running it back in and getting a strike two called. Now 0-2, Hunter Delanoy. Batting 562 on the year, the best average in the lineup, and that's hit down the left field line, and we'll drop in fair territory. Pelayo rounding third. He will head for the plate, and the Saberdogs are on the board with nobody away here in the bottom of the first. Hunter Delanoy came into the game batting 562. Ups the average there. Just stays with a fastball the other way and drops it right down that left field line. The Saberdogs have really been painting the line this entire series. A lot of extra base hits down either the right field or left field line that just stay fair. Now Ben Neubert, light tower power. First pitch, fastball just off the plate. Hunter Delanoy at second after the RBI double. Now the righty, Ben Neubert. The 1-0 from Caleb Hay popped up on the infield. Seagraves ranges out, and he's called off by Colby Rich and Wright. And the catch is made for out number one. A high pop-up. Colby Rich was able to make the play. And now Chris Monroe, he has been the MVP of this series so far. Has three-run home runs in the last two games. Standing up with a runner on second. First pitch swinging into the shift. And the throw to third gets away and rolls into the dugout out of play. Hunter Brown fielded it at shortstop and tried to snap throw it to third and get Delanoy. But he threw it away and it rolled into the dugout. So that allows for Delanoy to score from third. And it is now 2-0 after the E6 on Hunter Brown.
Up next, second base, the number four, Jake Barlow.
Also allows for Chris Monroe to advance to second. Pretty much got what you wanted there if you're Caleb Hay. Got the ground ball you wanted. And that's chopped foul down the line. Jake Barlow. Barlow has a grand slam in this series. He's homered in all three games. Has three home runs on the season, all three coming against the Trappers. 0-1 pitch. Fouled off once again. 0-2. Runner on second, one away, bottom of the first, 2-0, the Saberdogs lead. The 0-2 pitch hit out to center field. Maddox Mueller to his left, camps under, and makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Monroe stays where he stands at second base. And now Cody Muncy, Oklahoma Wesleyan, 2021 NAIA Player of the Year. A dangerous left-handed bat. Caleb Hay. First pitch, chopped on the ground. Seagraves charging. It's going to be a tough play. Throws and not, and it is not in time. And Monroe scores from second. Seagraves charged in on it. Tried to get the out at first, but could not. And then Monroe was on a mission. He rounded third and sprinted all the way for the plate and was able to beat out the throw from the first baseman, Barraza. So an infield single. Monroe scores from second, and it is now 3-0. First pitch to Deson Cruz. It's called a strike. The 0-1. That's spotted in there for strike two. 3-0, Saberdogs leading it early. The 0-2 pitch just missed outside. A nice miss trying to get a swing and a miss. And it was close. That's chopped foul by Cruz. We will do it again. Caleb Hay. 1-2, hit right back at him, and it rolls away and will be an infield single. You know what? The Trappers, they've just been unlucky this entire series, really, with where the ball has been placed when it's been put in play by the Saber Dogs. Don't get me wrong. Saber Dogs have hit a lot of balls out of here, crushed a lot of balls down the line, into the gap, stuff like that. But they've had some soft hit ground balls, bloop singles, fly balls that have just been hit to the wrong spot and been tough plays for the infield to make. Just unlucky. And the first pitch to Alex Crouch, that missed. Sometimes you just feel like the baseball gods are not on your side, and they have not been on the side of the Trappers here in the 4-3 and a little more than that games we have seen at Corbett Field. 2-0 the count to Alex Crouch. He cranked a home run to right field in his last at-bat of Sunday's game. Runners on first and second, two outs. 2-0 pitch, fouled off to the left side. And that will settle out of play. Wind blowing slightly in from center field. It had been blowing out the last three games. Slightly blowing in now here. The 2-1. Nubbed down the line and will roll foul. A smart play from Garrett Arnold to watch it and let it roll and not try to field it while it was fair. A bit of mullet to mullet action between the pitcher and the catcher. Caleb Hay with his reddish brown curled mullet and Garrett Arnold with the bleach blonde mullet underneath the catcher's mask. Caleb Hay trying to pitch out of a jam. Runners on first and second, two away. The 2-2 pitch just missed high. The count now full, and with two away, the runners will be on the move. Cody Muncy at second and Deson Cruz at first. They will be moving on the pitch. Runners take off, and the 3-2 just missed outside for ball four. It looked good. Just a baseball or two off the plate.
Next, number two.
And now Dustin Mertz, the ninth batter to come across here in the bottom of the first. He has bases loaded. Hit a solo home run over the right center field fence in the last game. First pitch, a fastball that missed high. Caleb Hay thrown 24 pitches in the inning. 1-0, just missed. Has a fastball that ranges in the upper 80s. The 2-0, and that's called a strike near the knees. Caleb Hay, a 2021 perfect game preseason All-American in the Cali region when he was in high school. The 2-1, can't spot it on a curveball, and now 3-1. Don't want to walk in a run here. Bases are loaded, so you've got nowhere to put Mertz. 3-1, popped up in foul ground. Who will make the play? It's Barraza on the run and makes the catch. That's a big play from Anthony Barraza, showing off the range over there at first base. Made the catch in foul ground. And the Saber Dogs strand the bases loaded but they score three runs and bring nine batters to the plate. We're through an inning of play, 3-0, your score. Trappers looking to get on the board here in the top of the second. On the voice of the Trappers, River 92-7.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice-cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to the Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the Corner Station.
Business owners, have you been exploring advertising more on social media or even looking at advertising and streaming services? This is John with DRG Media Group. Did you know that we offer complete marketing solutions that can have your business on the radio, online, in applications on your customers' smartphones, across social media, and even on popular streaming services? Give us a call today at 224-8686 and let the team at DRG Media Group take care of all your marketing needs so you can get back to the important thing, your business and your customers.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
We're back here for the top of the second in Corbett Field. I'm Ryan Breed, and your voice of the Pier Trappers for this summer. Game number 11 of the season. Trappers sitting at 4-6. They were 4-3, but they have lost the last three games to the Soares Valley SaberDogs. SaberDogs on top, 3-0, through an inning against your Trappers. Mueller squares to bunt, pulls back, but it comes across for a strike. That's a big swing and a miss from the righty, Maddox Mueller. Batting 143 so far this year. Trying to turn things around. 0-2 pitch. That one missed. Oh, and I think they're going to ring that up, actually, and call a strike three. Wow, that was pretty outside there. That looked like it missed off the plate a little bit, and Maddox Mueller couldn't believe it, standing where he was at in the box for about 5 seconds, just looking at the umpire. I think it caught everyone off guard here. That was called a strike three. That's a strikeout looking from Maddox Mueller. And now Garrett Arnold, the catcher, batting for the first time. The righty. 0-1 pitch hit on the ground to second. Barlow Fields throws to first cleanly, and that's a quick out number two. And now Trevor Seagraves, a run-scoring machine for the Trappers. He has scored 9 runs this season, the most of anybody on the team. Scored 9 Now a righty facing the lefty, Reed Butts. Slider misses. 1-0. Two away here in the top of the second. 1-0 pitch. That is down the line, and that's a fair ball. Seagraves speeding around first base, going into second. The play is not in time. That's a two-out double for Trevor Seagraves. And that is a runner in scoring position. It's a nice swing there from Seagraves, able to ride that one to opposite field, right down the line. Chris Monroe, the burly first baseman for the SaberDogs, laid out for it and could not get there. That is his second extra base hit of the year. Now Jacob Griffin, the teammate of Trevor Seagraves in a prime RBI spot. And a big swing and a miss. The 1-1, and that's taken for strike two and off speed. Brought it back across. And now 1-2. Griffin has 7 RBI on the year. The 1-2 pitch fouled off, stays alive. He has 5 hits in his last 4 games, really started to see it well at the plate. Takes a deep breath, steps back in the 1-2. And the pitch misses, and Seagraves swipes the bag, and actually they're going to say strike three again on the outside. You know what? That's the second time this inning where it's looked like it was just a bit outside, but caught the edge for strike three. And so that will retire the side. Trappers strand another runner on base. We will take a quick break and come back for the bottom of the second here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero turn mowers in 3 models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
The BRG Media Group Sports Players Perspective Podcast.
The professionalism and everything that goes along with the NFL and just the prestige of become just what a great organization and all the franchises and clubs involved is something I am really, really looking forward to.
Here's Brandon Cruz has made the NFL as an official. Hear from Brandon on the Players Perspective Podcast. Download or listen at your favorite station page at PRGNews.com and the BRG News app. Brought to you by American Bank of Trust and Avera Orthopedics.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi, conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza. Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
Welcome back in here to Corbett Field, Minot, North Dakota. We have a 2-0 count here to the leadoff man, Luis Pelayo. He is 1-for-1 in the game, scored the first run. 3-0 the score. Sabre Dogs leading it. 2-1 pitch lined into center field. Mueller camps under and makes the catch, so a line out there for the first out. Here, driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7, KGFX FM Pier. Seatbelt save lives, so buckle up every time. It's been a mouthful here coming back from this commercial break. I just now am getting the opportunity to bring Will Hoke up here, introduce him to the fans for the first time. Will, thank you for joining me for the first time this year. I'm sure it won't be the last.
No.
How's it doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
And that's hit on the ground to second. Seagraves fields, throws to first, and a quick out number two. Quickly two outs here in the bottom of the second. Caleb Hay looking to rebound after giving up 4 hits and 3 runs in the first. Will, out of the lineup today, taking the day off. Had the day off yesterday. How you feeling?
I'm good. You know, it's been a little bit of a grind, but, you know, feeling pretty good.
Then Neubert takes a first pitch strike, 0-1. That's fouled back, 0-2. We're quickly moving here in the bottom of the second. Already two away. Haven't even given you really any time to talk about
it. I know. That's good.
Caleb's just moving, already delivering the 0-2, and just missed outside.
It's not bad.
The ump has been a little bit gracious with the outside strike in this game. The 1-2, check swing, appeal down. No, he did not. 2-2. And for those who don't know, Will, a first baseman slash designated hitter on the team. 2-2 pitch, chopped to short, and expected to be cut off at third. The throw from Bendek in time. A 1-2-3 inning for Caleb Hay. We'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more to Will when we have some chance to settle in here. Through two innings, that was a very quick bottom of the second. We go to the third, 3-0 our score here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92-7.
Living with less pain means living at your best. But an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/sf-total joint.
You can listen to any of your favorite DRG Media Group stations just about anywhere. All you need to do is download the app. Just log on to drgnews.com or download it directly from the App Store or Google Play. You'll get high-quality sound, up-to-date news, weather, and sports stories and video, podcasts, and, of course, your favorite music, notifications, and more. If you don't already have it, download it right now and see what you've been missing. The DRG News app, brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino.
The Corner Station in Pierre can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They are open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the Corner Station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pierre.
We're back in here for the top of the third. Connor Bendek leading things off for the Trappers. A very fast bottom of the second. Almost feels like it didn't even happen. That first pitch called a strike on the inside. 0-1. That last half inning, the bottom of the second, probably lasted a minute and a half at most. The 0-1, that's dotted in there for strike two on a breaking ball. Will Hoke joining me here in the booth. We haven't really been able to hear him talk that much because this game's just been moving. 0-2, got him swinging. Disappearing slider went near the back foot for the first out of the inning. Will, finally, now I can say, an Oklahoma kid from Oklahoma City, just like myself, also from Oklahoma.
That's right.
You know, yesterday was a heartbreaking day for me as an Oklahoma State student and a fan.
Yeah,
I'm sure that you being an Oklahoma fan
easier than you did, but we've all been there.
Oklahoma State more than maybe some others, but it happens. First pitch to Noah McCreary, missed outside. What did you think of Noah when he was on the mound on Sunday? That was pretty entertaining, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought he did well.
1-0 pitch fouled back.
Obviously, he threw a lot, but thought he did a good job. Filling it up, threw up 2-0s early. That was big for us to keep us in the game early. And then, you know, obviously he started wearing and it happens, but.
1-1. Nice breaking ball. Snapped it in there. Now 1-2. What do you think of Reed Butts here on the mound early so far? What do you think of his stuff for the Saberdogs?
No, he looks good.
Two missed inside.
I got a chance to watch it underneath, down in the locker room, and changeup's working real well, breaking ball's working real well, and the fastball got some two-seam run.
2-2, sliced into left field, and that will get down for a base hit. Just able to kind of stick the bat out there and poke it to opposite field left, and that's a one-out single. Second time in two at-bats that McCreary has reached safely. Nice piece of hitting there. And now Hunter Brown. And for you, Will, you're a lefty, so do you prefer? I assume you prefer facing right-handed pitching over left.
Yes, 10 times out of 10. It's a good challenge. I've seen a lefty every now and then, but would much rather see a righty.
I feel like it's, from what I've heard, one of the hardest things to do in sports, yes, is be a left-handed hitter facing a left-handed pitcher.
Yeah, I like to contend and say that it's the hardest thing to do in sports, but it's not easy. It isn't easy.
A 2-0 count to Hunter Brown. Big hack comes up empty. Now 2-1. Hunter Brown struck out in his first at-bat. Gets set the 2-1. Able to bring the curveball back and take it for strike two. Now 2-2. McCreary on first. Hunter Brown. 2-2 pitch. Gets him swinging again. So Brown goes down on strikes for the second time in as many at-bats. And now Anthony Barraza. He has a lot of power. A lot of power. He's got a runner on first. The righty Barraza, first pitch. Gets under it and sends it out to left field. And it will be called off by the shortstop, Cruz. And the catch is made. And that will end the inning. McCreary stranded on first. Still 3-0 our score. Going to the bottom of the third. Here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Experience the Outpost Lodge overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
It's the easiest way to shop locally online and save. Discount deals at drgnews.com any time of the day or night with great savings on items and services. Cowboy Country Stores in Pier and Fort Pier, Prairie ATV and Cycle, Andrea Royer Studio, Classic Car Wash, Gator's Pizza, Pasta Subs, and more. Register to save your payment information or shop as a guest. Just click on discount deals at any station page on drgnews.com. Discount deals from DRG Media Group.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
We're back in here for the bottom of the third. The first pitch of the inning, fired strike in from Caleb Hay to Chris Monroe, the first baseman. I'm Ryan Breeden, your voice of the Trappers, trailing 3-0 here early on. That sliced foul. I've got Will Hoke with me. We've been moving so fast, I feel like we haven't even really been able to truly talk to Will. This has been insane.
No, it's good for us, you know, keeps us in the game a little bit.
0-2, the pitch. Sliced foul into the same spot. And so, Will, actually, you are teammates with Luis Pelayo, the center fielder for the Saberdogs. And so you know him pretty well. He's been balling out in this series.
Yeah, he's really good. Not fun to play against him, but nice when he's on your side of things. But great guy, great player. Can't say enough good about him.
1-2 count. How did things go for you guys this past year at the School of Science and Arts in Oklahoma? That's chopped over to third. Bendek awaits the big hop field and throws the first in time. And quickly one away here in the bottom of the third.
Back to what you said. Lou played a big role for us this year, and I also played with one of their arms out of the pen, Brett Laura. He was probably our number one out of the bullpen. He was big for us. We ultimately came up short, but where we wanted to be. But pretty successful year. Under a first-year head coach,
First pitch fouled off.
Under a first-year head coach, we did pretty well. Had some really good stretches, and think we'll be back better next year. That's the goal.
Absolutely. 0-1. That's called a strike to Jake Barlow. 0-for-1 in the game. And the 0-2 just missed outside. Looked good.
No, I didn't miss much.
Now 1-2. And the pitch fouled off again. This is a standard question that I have to ask everyone when they're up here for the first time. What are your thoughts on just being up here, seeing the game from where I'm at, having the headset on? What's running through your mind right now with all of that?
Really, I'm watching how pitches are working.
1-2, line to third, and Bendek snags it right out of the air. Heads up over there in the hot corner. Really makes the catch for two outs.
You really get a chance to see how pitchers are working. I've only played first when Caleb's pitched, and, you know, he's hammering the outside half really well. Slider seems to be working well tonight. And obviously Reed for the Saber Dogs.
First pitch to Muncy.
So he has all three working well. All three pitches working well, and it's just interesting to see it from up here. Get a little more of a...
That's lined up the middle into the shift. Brown Fields throws the first, and another 1-2-3 inning. We are moving along here, going into the fourth inning. We'll be back here for the top of the fourth on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero turn mowers in 3 models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? Activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the DRGNews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the DRGNews.com app.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or take-out in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carry-out orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
Getting things started here in the top of the fourth. Colby Rich takes the first pitch slider that runs in there for a strike. 3-0 to score. The Saber Dogs leading it over your Trappers. I'm Ryan Breeden, joined by Will Hope. That's lined up the middle for a base hit. Another leadoff hit for the Trappers, the second one in four innings. That one hit well up the middle. And so you were mentioning over the break about Reed Butts, the starter for the Saber Dogs, something that you noticed that just looks like it makes it even more difficult for you to hit. What was that?
Yeah, well, first off, he's mixing all three pitches well. You know, all three of them working. Fastball's got some arm side run to it. Looks like it's rising out of his hand because he's pulling down on the baseball so hard, getting a lot of backspin.
Ton of break on that one. Yeah, Maddox Mueller snapped it in there.
Yeah, breaking ball's really sharp.
Pick over to first.
He painted a few changeups to righties. It's kind of similar when a righty paints a changeup to a lefty. It just, it's there, and it just falls off the table. And as a hitter trying to handle all three, it's really hard. So you really got to take.
1-1 to Mueller.
You
got to swing and a miss.
Take two pitches away and try and handle one. And when you get that one, you got to take advantage of it because you're not going to get it again. So
now Maddox Mueller, 1-2 count, and he has a runner on first. 1-2 pitch comes
there
up.
It is.
Empty again, exactly what you were talking about.
Paint that changeup away. It's hard to.
Fell right off the table. That's what it just did there.
Especially when there's no spin giveaway with a changeup. That makes it three times as hard. For me the other day against in game one, my first at bat was a one pitch at bat, so you go up in your second at bat pretty fresh. And paints a first pitch changeup, which I thought was a fastball, and then comes back with a fastball, kind of blows me up. And, you know, it's hard to, you know, see and really react to that pitch when there's no giveaway with the spins. A lot of times guys will throw changeup and they'll choke it off so hard there's no spin.
1-0.
There's no spin, and you can pick up seams really well and either spit on it or, but.
2-0 the count, runner on first base, Garrett Arnold, the catcher. 2-0 pitch, fouled off to the left side. It's been a long road trip we've had here.
Yes,
I've been along with you guys for the entire ride. One more game here in Minot tomorrow, and then it'll be back home.
Yeah.
You excited to be back home?
Yeah, for about 24 hours we'll be back.
Yep.
And then right back to Bancroft. But
2-1 fouled off once again.
I know, I'm looking forward to getting back. I'm sick and tired of hotels and all that jazz. Sleep in my own bed for a night or two will be nice.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you on that. One more game here tomorrow night at 6:35. And the 2-2. Fouled off. Loses the bat. Heads up there in the trapper's dugout. The bat slipped out of the hands. It's always scary when that happens. Second time we've seen that in this series. Got to add some more pine tar to that, baby.
Yeah, make it nice and sticky.
Slipped right out of the hands. So as I was saying, Trappers will be back at home in 2 days, Thursday night, 7:05, the start time. You can catch that one here at the same place that you're listening right now on River 92.7 or on the YouTube live stream on the Pier Trappers YouTube page. 2-2 pitch, runs in and gets away for a ball, and Colby Rich will take second on the wild pitch. Another runner in scoring position for the Trappers. It's looked like the offense has been a bit more coherent here early on in this game, getting runners on, moving
sure,
them in scoring
yeah.
position.
Yeah. Looks better than it has. Guys are settling. It looks like they're settled in a little bit, competing well. So, hope to scratch a couple across right here.
See if that can happen. Arnold fights that one off, battling. 3-2 once again. Payoff pitch coming. It's been a battle between Reed Butts and Garrett Arnold. Runner in scoring position. Payoff pitch. Hit to the right side. That's through for a base hit. Colby Rich will stay at third. So the runner's on the corners. Nice battle there from Garrett Arnold. Punches that one through the right side. And now runners on the corners with one away. Four-year Trappers here in the top of the fourth looking to get on the board. That was a battle.
Yes, it was. That's a really good at bat from Garrett. He's a good hitter. I've liked what I've seen out of him. He's been solid for us this year.
Trappers looking to get on the board here. Trailing 3-0, Trevor Seagraves doubled down the right field line in his first at bat. He has runners on the corners. First pitch, hit up the middle.
Good, Trev.
And it bounces off the glove, so that will bring in a run. The throw to first is in time, but that's an RBI ground out for Trevor Seagraves, and the Trappers are on the board, 3-1.
Looks like Trev's seen it well tonight. Double
on the
line.
First pitch.
Yeah, twice, I think.
I'd have to look back, but. You on Twitter very often?
When I get bored, I sit on there and scroll.
I assume that you're, at least as the first pitch waved on a miss from Jacob Griffin, I assume you're at least aware of some of the banter back and forth between these two Twitter pages.
Yes, I'm well aware. They have some good trash talk up their sleeve. I'll admit it. I'll give it to them. But hoping we can get a chance to say something back.
Absolutely right. 0-1. That's called a strike on a curveball that came back, caught the outside part, 0-2 now. Runner on second, Jacob Griffin, 0-2, spiked it. Missed low, 1-2. And I thought it was I couldn't help but laugh when I saw the Saber Dogs Twitter where they put for that final score graphic, they said Saber Dogs 27, Edison Elementary 0.
Oh, yeah.
That was
that was rough.
That was rough.
Yeah, that's a tough one, but sometimes you got to eat it.
You know, also, it was really funny, too. Our GM, John Hunt, sent me a picture the day after that with a whiteboard embracing it. It said Edison Elementary on it, and it had me listed. It had, like, our whole staff listed there. It was fantastic. Jacob Griffin goes down swinging for the third strike. As a reminder, Trappers will be back at home on Thursday night, 7:05. We'll be in Edison Elementary School, Hyde Stadium. Try to take the Saber Dogs to school.
That's right. We'll see how they
give
like
them a lesson or two.
We'll see.
We'll take a quick break here and come back at Corbett Field. I'm Ryan Breeden, joined alongside right now by Will Hope. We'll take a quick break. 3-1 the score here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
You can listen to any of your favorite DRG Media Group stations just about anywhere. All you need to do is download the app. Just log on to drgnews.com or download it directly from the App Store or Google Play. You'll get high-quality sound, up-to-date news, weather, and sports stories and video, podcasts, and, of course, your favorite music, notifications, and more. If you don't already have it, download it right now and see what you've been missing. The DRG News app, brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino.
We're back in here at Corbett Field, Minot, North Dakota. Trappers trailing at 3-1 here in the bottom of the fourth. Dayson Cruz coming up here to bat for the second time. Trappers staying in this one. Caleb Hay on the mound. First pitch of the inning. Called a strike. You know, one thing I've really noticed being up here in the press box here at Corbett Field, everyone here with the Saber Dogs, everyone who's been up here, they've been treating me as well as all of my player guests great. Handed you a bottle of water.
No,
they got you treated pretty well up here.
First thing I got was a bottle of water. I needed it too. I didn't drink enough downstairs. So
it's line foul out of play to the left side. Got to be careful of the foul balls today. There have been a couple of vehicles that have been hit from what I have been told.
I thought I heard one earlier.
There was a sunroof that got broken.
I didn't hear that one, but I always listen for the noise of a car getting hit. Always
the 1-2 hit to the left side and past the outstretched glove of Connor Bendick. That's a single for Dayson Cruz. Yeah, there was a sunroof of a car smashed today. I saw that picture from some of the people up here, and then our bus got nailed too.
I heard they hit the bus. I was like, oh, no, that's a bus. Let's hope it's not a window.
The foul balls have some extra intent behind them today. So a leadoff single, and now Alex Crouch, first pitch. That's called a strike on the outside. That stance from Alex Crouch reminds me a lot of Cody Bellinger.
Yeah, very tall.
I wonder if that's like exactly what it's inspired by, standing straight up, bat rested on the shoulder.
It's kind of a mix between Bellinger. I see a little Mike Trout. Maybe it's in his build.
Really?
But
okay.
Obviously Mike Trout being right-handed, but maybe it's in his build.
You don't see a lot of guys standing straight up like that. 1-1 dips underneath that one, and now 1-2.
It's a good slider there from Caleb.
He's ahead in the count, 1-2. Runner on first after the leadoff single from Dayson Cruz. Now Alex Crouch, Missouri Western. He's a senior, just like a lot of the kids in this lineup.
Yes, a lot.
A lot of experience. The 1-2 sliced foul and heads up once again over there.
Oh,
bounced
no
into the yard and thought it was going to take out that red Jeep.
I wanted to see it.
I would have felt really bad.
Yeah.
That had some intent behind it. That would have smashed the window. So 1-2. The count remains. And the pitch fouled off to the right side. It's kind of a running joke that I have between my producer, Heather, and myself. She always tells me before and during every game, I need to have as much water next to me as I can. I have two bottles right here to my left, Heather, don't worry. Although one of them is empty now. And she always tells me to keep my car in a safe spot so it doesn't get hit. Yes. 1-2, runs it back in, paints the slider, and freezes Alex Crouch. He's walking back to the dugout on strike three. That was a nice backdoor slider.
Yes, it was. That USAO during the spring for practice, we parked right outside the gates. And then game day, there's this hill that kind of went down to the street, and everybody's parking down on the hill, fans, everybody. Nobody's parked in the player lot, parking lot, just to keep the cars away.
It's dangerous.
Practice, in practice, you can get away with it because they have the turtle for BP and not.
First pitch skied into shallow center field. Who will range under it? It's Seagraves at second, makes the catch in shallow center, and that's the second out of the inning.
Even at home in Pierre, I try to park out of the way. So if I get hit with anything, hopefully it's on a bounce.
A couple of times I have not parked out of the way. I've been like right behind the press box area on the street.
Danger, yeah,
so that was what started the whole thing. Just forgot to move it and left it there, and there have been a few times that I've done that. First pitch to Luis Pelayo, your college teammate.
Yes.
See what he can put together here. Hopefully nothing good. Probably the one time that you'll root against him here.
Yeah. I was trying to help coach out with, you know, how do I get this guy out? And I was like, you know, honestly, just hope he hits the ball 100 miles an hour at the second baseman. And whoever's out there, hopefully Trevor makes a play. And
it's about the best you can ask for, about the best you can hope for. Really, no weaknesses.
Yeah, he doesn't miss much.
Slices it foul into the Trapper's dugout.
His first at-bat in the series, he hit a ball. Gone off the 356 sign in the opposite field gap and just gave me flashbacks of what he did all year for us.
And then he legged out the inside the park home run, too.
Yes, he did that.
2-1, slice foul again, heads up again. And that bounced just in front of the team bus. My goodness. Heat-seeking foul balls here in the bottom of the fourth. 3-1 the score. Sabre Dogs leading it. Two away. Runner on first. The 2-2 chopped foul. Do you have any crazy stories of anything that Pelayo has done in a game for you guys in college? Any like things that you've seen that were just like, wow?
Well, there's one story. He
2-2.
He likes to do that.
Right to opposite field. Griffin ranges to the line and makes the catch. That will retire the side. We'll pick it back up with that story when we take our quick break here. Inning over. Three consecutive scoreless innings pitched from Caleb Hay, the Trapper's ace. We go to the fifth. 3-1 the score. Sabre Dogs leading it here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp. With Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
The BRG Media Group Sports Players Perspective Podcast.
The professionalism and everything that goes along with the NFL and just the prestige of become just what a great organization and all the franchises and clubs involved is something I am really, really looking forward to.
Here's Brandon Cruz has made the NFL as an official. Hear from Brandon on the Players Perspective Podcast. Download or listen at your favorite station page at prgnews.com and the BRG News app. Brought to you by American Bank of Trust and Avera Orthopedics.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice-cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the Corner Station.
We're back in here, 3-1 the score in the top of the fifth inning at Corbett Field, Minot, North Dakota. Connor Bendek has a 1-1 count. I'm Ryan Breeden, your voice of the Trappers, joined right now by Will Hope, first baseman slash designated hitter for the Trappers. Now 1-2 after the backdoor breaking ball. Bendek trying to stay alive, led off the game with a double in the first. 1-2 missed low. We've been cruising along here pretty much ever since you got to the booth with me.
I know, haven't had any time to tell any stories, but we'll see if that changes.
I hope so. The 2-2 goes up for it and fights it off straight back.
That's what I mean. That fastball like it took off kind of like a plane. Pulls down on it so hard.
They're wearing the planes on the jerseys.
The Sabre Dogs.
Looks like planes coming out of the left hand of Reed Butts. Went with a nasty bender and got a swing and a miss from Connor Bendek for the first out of the fifth inning. Now Noah McCreary. Base hit in his last at-bat. He's reached safely in both of his plate appearances today. These teams will be facing off in one home game in just a couple of days. First pitch to McCreary. Gets it across for a strike. Quickly moving. The 0-1.
Working really fast.
Missed upstairs. Literally catching. Stepping on the mound. Looking in. And he's already firing the 1-1. And a fastball right down Broadway. Gets a swing.
As a defense, I like it when pitchers move quick, but not so much in a box.
Quick pitching, yeah.
Yeah, it tends to make me kind of mad.
1-2, chop to the right side. Monroe Fields flips over to Butts and steps on first in time for the second out. So what do you do as a hitter when you're getting quick pitch? How do you try and slow that down?
Well, what you can do, like, as a more tactical approach is call time, you know, try to grant yourself time, but a lot of times umpires won't give it to you. And a lot of times what I do is I see it and it just makes me mad and I try to put the ball 450 feet, you know, somewhere, and it doesn't always work like that. And a lot of times when I get quick pitch, it's not even a competitive pitch. So
Hunter Brown, first pitch, line to third base and snagged over there at third by Crouch. We're already through the top half of the fifth.
Yeah.
Feels like we've been here for about 2 minutes.
That's right.
And we're already going to commercial again. My goodness. We are moving. Bottom of the fifth inning coming up. 3-1 the score. Sabre Dogs leading it over your Pier Trappers. We'll be back here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Ah, why am I so sore? There are everyday moments.
Oh, hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Yeah, that hurt.
And there are epic moments.
Fight! Fight! Fight!
Go in! Fight! Left 1995!
When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
Business owners, have you been exploring advertising more on social media or even looking at advertising and streaming services? This is John with DRG Media Group. Did you know that we offer complete marketing solutions that can have your business on the radio, online, in applications on your customers' smartphones, across social media, and even on popular streaming services? Give us a call today at 224-8686 and let the team at DRG Media Group take care of all your marketing needs so you can get back to the important thing, your business and your customers.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
We're already getting set here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Caleb Hay back out for his fifth inning of work. 3-1 the score. Saberdogs leading it over your Trappers. Hunter Delanoy in a 1-1 count. I'm Ryan Breeden, joined by Will Hoke of your Pier Trappers. Will, we have been moving.
Yes, we have.
1-1. That one missed. That last half inning, I was informed by my producer Heather, went a whole 3 minutes. And it feels like that was about the same as what the last three or four half innings have been.
That's right. It seems like I've been up here about 10.
2-1, lined into right field, and that will drop for a leadoff single. Dropped it in there between the right fielder and second baseman.
Ben Newbert.
He's got a lot of power. 3 home runs on the year here so far with the Saberdogs. He hit 22 home runs last year with Bloomsburg University, broke the single season record for his college. The record was 16, and he shattered it with 22. First pitch. That one missed. Caleb Hay checking over at first. Gets set now. The 1-0. Hit to right field, slicing towards the line. A long run and no play made. That will roll all the way to the wall. Delanoy will hold up at third, so no runners score. But that's a double for Ben Newbert. Now runners on second and third with nobody out.
A little bit of a jam here. I've seen him get out of plenty, so we'll see how he does.
He's got Chris Monroe coming up now. He has been dangerous in this series. The towering 6'5", 250-pound first baseman. He has 3 three-run bombs in this series. He has 2 runners on base now. First pitch. Swinging and fouled it off. Heard off the clank of the iron there of the grandstand. It's a unique field. Corbett
yes,
Field. There's a lot of things about it that are unlike anything I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. Personally, I don't think I've ever had a visiting locker room, so that's kind of nice.
It's very unique, honestly.
Yes, it is.
I like it. 0-1. Got him waving at that one.
The grandstands remind me more of a football bleacher than a baseball stadium, but pretty cool nonetheless. Turf plays pretty well.
Do you prefer, as a first baseman, do you prefer turf or do you prefer the dirt?
I prefer
0-2. Got him looking silly on the slider. Ran it low and outside and got him chasing.
What I prefer really is like really nice grass and really nice dirt, but a lot of times we don't get that, so I'd have to say turf. This turf is playing pretty well. My old school had some brand new turf and it was nice. Kind of similar to this.
The one thing that I don't like about turf when you're down there playing, the rubber pellets, they get everywhere.
They do.
Everywhere.
And they get hot.
Yep. First pitch to Jake Barlow, dipped low for ball one.
My former school, they just had turf put down this last summer, and instead of the black pellets that get so hot, they put down blue.
Really?
So the air temperature and the temperature on the turf stays about the same, which is, I think that's more of a
1-0 pitch.
Revolutionary thing in the turf world. So
I've never heard of that. Does it look different on the does the field look different?
No, from up here you couldn't really tell. I mean, ball bounces, you'll see some blue stuff, but kind of like you see the pellets. But it's a mix of sand and some sort of blue material.
Just missed football too.
But yeah, the school is located an hour southwest of Fort Worth, and it gets hot.
And that turf, I bet it does.
That turf plays a difference.
Yeah, absolutely, because usually 20 or 30 degrees cooler. As that's ripped over to short. Hunter Brown Fields throws to first. That will score a run. It's an RBI ground out from Jake Barlow. Makes it 4-1. Saberdogs leading here in the bottom of the fifth.
Cody Muncy.
Two away. Cody Muncy striding in. He is also from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Was he someone that you had heard of before? Like you saw him here and like.
Yes. Oklahoma Wesleyan's a good program. Last year Cody was the 2021 NAIA Player of the Year, so I knew who he was. I had a buddy that was committed to play baseball at Wesleyan, but ended up playing football instead. So I've known who they are for a while.
1-0, that breaks the bat off the handle, and it will drop for a base hit. That will allow the run to score from second. A jam shot. It sounded like it broke the bat, didn't it?
It did, and if it did, still got out there pretty well for a broken bat. He's really good. I've seen a few videos of him absolutely lacing baseballs for Oklahoma Wesleyan, and they have a solid team up there, about 2 hours north of where I'm from. So
he hit. That one ran in on the hands and still able to send it out to shallow center. 5-1 the score now after the RBI single from Cody Muncy, and now Deson Cruz. First pitch chopped to Seagraves at second. Takes a big hop, fields, and throws to first in time. That will retire the side, but two more runs score for the Saber Dogs. Now 5-1 as we go to the top of the sixth inning here at Corbett Field. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
The Corner Station in Pierre can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They are open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the Corner Station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pierre.
Business owners, have you been exploring advertising more on social media or even looking at advertising and streaming services? This is John with DRG Media Group. Did you know that we offer complete marketing solutions that can have your business on the radio, online, in applications on your customers' smartphones, across social media, and even on popular streaming services? Give us a call today at 224-8686 and let the team at DRG Media Group take care of all your marketing needs so you can get back to the important thing, your business and your customers.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
Anthony Barraza digging in here to the righty batter's box to start off the top of the sixth. Takes a first pitch breaking ball across for a strike. 5-1 the score. Saber Dogs leading it, and we are absolutely flying here. Top of the sixth inning already, and the game started just over an hour ago. I'm Ryan Breeden, joined by Will Hoke, Trapper's first baseman. It's an 0-2 count to Barraza. Spits on that one. And this game just pretty much encompasses what the Saber Dogs have been trying to do this entire year, and that is just really push the pace of play.
Yes.
And that one missed low and in to a point where it's noticeable, probably to even the average person, I would say.
Yeah, especially on the mound today. He is moving.
Well, it's already moving. Fires a 2-2, and that one dipped low. So it was 0-2, and it is now 3-2. Anthony Barraza. We're already set here for the 3-2 and the pitch. That missed for ball four. Another leadoff base runner for the Trappers. They were able to drive in a run in the fourth. It was a RBI ground out from Trevor Seagraves. Things have not been going the best, though, for the Trappers in terms of bringing in runners throughout the course of this series. Up until that last half inning, the Trappers had stranded 14 runners on base in this series. First pitch swinging from Colby Rich. 0-1. You know, one thing that I find very interesting, too, about this Saber Dogs team, obviously they have a lot of guys that are seniors, grad students, older guys like that.
Right.
Oh, one, that one missed. There's actually a way that allows for some of these players on the Saber Dogs to go and play minor league level baseball and then come back to the Expedition League through a loophole in the rules, where I guess it's something having to do with whether you've signed with an agent or not. And if you have it, you can go back to the D2, D3 level, and that one's fouled off.
I know for the NAIA that you can sign professionally. You can't play, you know, X amount of games, X amount of at bats, innings pitched, whatever, and come back, go play in the NAIA. We've had a couple guys that have gone that route, trying to get some more. Obviously, there's real talent, but if you get signed professionally, that's
just gives you
we've benefited off that.
1-2. Got him on the disappearing breaking ball. So hard to lay off of those.
Yes, that back foot slider is really good.
You drop it in there. So that's a strikeout.
And you get out right here through the rest of the sixth inning. It's Hobie Rich's strikeout.
And you guys can, for all the listeners, these two teams, your Trappers and the Saber Dogs, will be playing in Pier just two nights from now on Thursday at 7:05. You can get your tickets at piertrappers.com. Between I mean, the Saber Dogs and the Trappers, a.k.a. Edison Elementary School, as the Saber Dogs have said on Twitter a few times. And our GM, John Hunt, he's got some fun stuff up his sleeve return home.
We need a lot of
pick over to first, not in time.
Need a lot of support out of the town. We've gotten it so far, so very, very thankful for that.
Would love to see a big rowdy crowd at Hyde on Thursday night. Come cheer on Will. You've got the headset on right now. Cheer on Will. Cheer on the team.
That's right.
And a reminder, you can get those tickets at peertrappers.com. And we'll see the Saber Dogs.
We'll see them
more times than just Thursday in Pier. So there will be other times as well. 1-2 count to Maddox Mueller. Got him once again on that curveball.
That's a good pitch. He's locating that really well, the righties. And I know as a lefty, left-handed sliders are extremely hard to lay off of. So
he's got two strikeouts that way here in the top of the sixth. So after the leadoff walk from Anthony Barraza, now two away and still stands at first. Garrett Arnold, first pitch swinging and pops it foul.
It's going to be loud in a second.
Well, I guess it just missed.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was going to bounce off that tin roof above us, too. I have no idea where that one went. Probably
just missed.
And probably based on the way the foul balls have been going, it probably hit the windshield of a car somewhere.
Yeah.
The 0-1, that's brought back around, too. So much break. So much sudden break.
Yeah, very sharp. I was watching him early. He missed the first couple down, but it was still really sharp. It's hard to pick up, hard to do anything with, really.
The 0-2 from Butts jammed him over to third, fielded and thrown to first in time to end the inning. So the ground ball to third retires the side for the Trappers. They leave a man on first. Anthony Barraza, he walked, but stranded on first base. We're already going to the bottom of the sixth inning here at Corbin Field, just flying by. 5-1 the score. Saber Dogs leading it over your Trappers. We'll come back here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Living with less pain means living at your best. But an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/sf-total joint.
It's the easiest way to shop locally online and save. Discount deals at drgnews.com any time of the day or night with great savings on items and services. Donnie's Breakfast Diner and Pizzeria, Taco John's and Burger King in Mulbridge, Turner Drug, Gas and Goodies and Stan C Store in Gettysburg, and more. Register to save your payment information or shop as a guest. Just click on Discount Deals at any station page on drgnews.com. Discount Deals from DRG Media Group.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi, conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza. Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
Welcome back in here for the bottom of the sixth inning. Saberdogs leading it 5-1 against your Trappers. I'm Ryan Breeden, the voice of the Pier Trappers for this year, joined still by Will Hope. He's been up here since, what, the top of the second?
Bottom or top of the third, one of the two.
Either way, it feels like it was 5 minutes ago, but yeah, that was 4.5 innings ago. First pitch of the inning, swung out and missed, Alex Crouch. He came up here in the bottom of the second.
Oh, there you go.
Heather knows everything. My producer, Heather Williams.
Yes, she
does. She's on top of it.
She is on top of it.
Knows everything about the weather, about anything having to do with any of it, really. On top of all of the times that everything happens in the game. Telling me.
Taking care of us well.
When people got up here. We have a 2-1 count. Caleb Hay. This is his sixth inning on the mound so far in 5 innings, 8 hits, 3 earned runs. 2-1 roped foul down the right field line. So 5 runs in the game, just 3 of them earned for Caleb Hay. Struck out 2. 12 strikeouts on the other side of things for Reed Butts. He's been dealing.
Yes, he has. Mixing well, very well.
The 2-2. Just missed the outside.
Not bad.
I wonder what the post-game meal will be today.
I don't know, but I'm looking forward to it.
I am already looking forward to it as well. 3-2, got him. Got him looking.
Pre-game wasn't bad today. Wherever that place was, the...
what was it called? The
28?
28, something like that.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
I think my favorite so far is Qdoba.
Yeah.
That was big time.
Let you go up there and customize whatever you want. I personally am more of a Chipotle guy, though. That's
I
just
go
me.
Back and forth.
I know Qdoba is cheaper, I think, right?
Yeah.
First pitch chopped on the ground from Mertz. Big hop at short. Brown fields. Throw to first in time for the second out. Already two away here in the bottom of the sixth. And we're back to the top. Look who it is, Luis Palau. Quickly, while we've got time. Well, we've got time. You had a story you were going to tell about Luis last time he was up here, and we got cut off.
Yeah.
Please, take the floor.
So early in the year this year, we were playing against Bellevue, who ended up in the NAI World Series. We were playing them at home in Chickasha, Oklahoma, and it was late in the game. It was, late February. It's, probably 40 degrees outside, and we're down.
Now 0-2.
2-1. Their ace is throwing for Bellevue. Really good. Up 91-93, and... Luis hit probably one of the hardest balls I've ever seen hit. There's a video of it. I have it on my phone. And we have a little berm in right field. Hits it over the berm onto the street. We ended up winning the game. That was a great moment. And, they ended up going to the
0-2 bounces
World Series. It was a big win for our boat chip rating and helped us. And then later in the year, we're playing against Mackey, Mid-America Christian. And they had the number one arm in the conference. I was in Luis's BP group, and he gets done with the round. He's like, I'm going yard today. I said, all right, Lou, whatever you say. And sure enough, he did. I think he might have done it twice, actually.
0-2, got him waving at the changeup.
Might have done it twice that day, but he's very talented. I hope he gets a spot somewhere, and I think he will.
Caleb Hay got the better of Luis there in that at-bat, got him waving at the changeup outside. Two strikeouts in the inning for Caleb Hay, brings his total up to four on the game, and look at that. We already got another commercial break here. Going to the seventh inning, 5-1 our score, Saberdogs leading it over your Trappers here on the voice of the Pier Trappers, River 92-7.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero turn mowers in 3 models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
It's the Golden Giveaway with the DRG Media Group and your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule. June 25th, the Golden Buffalo Casino will give away a Whirlpool appliance package, and you could win it. All you have to do is stop by any of our participating Central South Dakota businesses and register. If your name is drawn, you'll have a chance to win a Whirlpool appliance package. That includes a washer, dryer, stove, refrigerator, and above-range microwave. So register now at these locations. In Pier at Gator's Pizza Pasta Subs, Richie Z's Brick House Barbecue, Pier Sports Center, Lynn's Dakota Mart and Lynn's Dakota Mart Gas, and in Fort Pier at Pizza Ranch. Keep listening for more information. The Golden Giveaway is going on all summer long, with the prizes getting bigger and bigger. Get complete contest rules at the Golden Buffalo Casino and rules and registration points at drgnews.com. The Golden Giveaway with the Golden Buffalo Casino and DRG Media Group.
Welcome back in here. Corbett Fields, 5-1 the score. Trappers trailing against the Saberdogs, but a new pitcher on the mound for Soares Valley. Tyler Elliott, a right-hander. So that means that Reed Butts' day is done at exactly 100 pitches. He went 6 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, no earned, 12 strikeouts. Trevor Seagraves will be the first to face Tyler Elliott. Squares to bunt. Drops it. I think it bounced off of him. Off the leg, maybe.
Yeah.
While he was in the box. So we'll say that's a foul ball and do it again. 5-1 your score. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92-7. KGFX FM Pier. Geez, that was a mouthful. If you only wear one thing, make it a seatbelt. Call that a legal ID, Will.
Yeah, That's a good message to live by.
Exactly right. 0-1 bends it in there. Sometimes it gets you a little bit tongue-tied with all the letters there at once, you know? Your brain can get the best of you, can betray you in the worst times, make you look silly. The 0-2, got him. Went off speed, got him chasing. So Seagraves goes down on strikes. Now Jacob Griffin.
He's been good for us past few nights.
He has 5 hits in the last 4 games, if you don't count this one. In this game, though, so far 0-2 with 2 Ks, looking to bounce it back around here in this one. Yeah. A new pitcher, so no longer lefty-lefty. First pitch, we'll see if he swings, and he does. Fouls it off to the right side.
That looks like a breaking ball. I can't tell from up here.
Sometimes it's hard to tell exactly what guys are throwing. You don't know if it's a slider or a curveball, if it's a...
More of a curveball. It seems a little taller.
It's an art, really. Mm-hmm. No, like, being able to really know what someone is throwing.
I know it is.
The 0-1. Big swing and a miss. You can hear the pop of the catcher's mitt there. There's no doubt that was a fastball. A challenge pitch.
Came in on him a little bit.
0-2 to Jacob Griffin. Trying to avoid going down on strikes for the third time tonight. The 0-2, got him. Dipped it there. I think that one was probably curveball, maybe? Change
some
up?
Or off speed,
splitter,
yeah.
Something.
Something, yeah.
Had some big downward action to it and got a swing and a miss. So 2 strikeouts here in the first 2 batters that Tyler Elliott has faced. And now back to the top of the order. Connor Bendek, 1-for-3. He's doubled in the game and struck out twice, and he's down on the count 0-1. Elliott looks in already set the 0-1 pitch. Fouled it.
Looks like he's pitching backwards a little bit.
Looks like it.
That reliever in the first game for the Sabre Dogs pitched backwards to us.
And so explain to the listeners what you mean when you say pitches backwards.
Basically, what happens usually is pitchers will attack with fastballs. Attack with fastballs and kind of use their off speed as kind of surprise pitches. But the way that some guys work, if you pitch backwards, you're basically switch. So your fastball is what you surprise with, and your slider or changeup, whatever, that's more of like the fastball. So my off the reliever in game one, he threw me three sliders, and then fastball up.
0-2, chop to third. Fielded on a hop, Crouch throws, is high, and it's over the head of Monroe at first. So that's a throwing error from Alex Crouch at third. That allows for Connor Bendek to reach safely.
But yeah, he went slider, three pitches, fastball up, which I kind of had an idea he was going to do that, but he missed up enough to where I didn't swing and came back slider. I was able to get a hit off of him, but a lot of times.
Getting a quick break here, and it looks like Tyler Elliott's getting his hand looked at. That right hand. Oh, yeah, I think he had to take the bracelet off. That might be what it was. I think he had a bracelet on that throwing hand, and I think he had to just get it ripped off. That's one of those things that, especially the higher up you get in the levels of baseball, they can be pretty picky about what you wear when you're on the mound. Definitely no white sleeves of any kind. The glove has to be a certain color for some umpires.
It's up to umpires' discretion a lot of times. And a lot of times it makes no difference, but, you know, sometimes umpires like to steal a show.
Going to get a warm-up pitch.
Have it be a power trip a little bit. I've seen that plenty of times, but so far we've had some pretty good umpires. I've thought.
Yeah.
More than what we saw at school this year. I'm sure Luis can attest, and Brett Laura as well, but
So after that pause, Noah McCreary stands in. The first pitch bounced. Do you have any instances where you just saw, like, the most egregious call of all time in, like, college, anything like that?
Yes, in our conference championship game, actually. We're playing it.
1-0, fouled straight back.
Playing at Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City University, they're a really good team in our conference, and ball hit to our first baseman, feeds it to our pitcher, and our pitcher catches it, gets him out by probably a step. There's a picture of it, actually.
1-1, missed high.
Called safe, and our coach, you know, as he should, loses it. And that big of a spot, it was a six-man crew, and they still missed it. Loses his mind. And then later in the game, there was a
That one missed. Ball three.
There was a play, an interference call, where our second baseman was in the box. He was hitting, and the ball bounced off the catcher, hit him, and he got called out. And it was just those two calls were just – it was kind of like, I mean
– 3-1 pick.
Having those happen back-to-back, you're just like, man, that odds are stacked against us. But can't ever blame it on the umpires.
Right.
But those were two tough calls to try and overcome, and they got the best of us that day. So
it happens.
It does happen. They're a really good team, though. They had
3-1. That's called
Oklahoma
Ball
City.
Four.
Had the NAIA Player of the Year this year. Hit 30 some odd home runs. Hit five something. He was a hard out.
Now Hunter Brown, he has runners on first and second, trying to turn it around here. 0-for-3 with two strikeouts. Hunter Brown, he's had opportunities with runners on base. He has left three runners on. He had runners on the corners in his first at-bat. He has two runners on here. First pitch, misses high. They're playing some Britney Spears for his walk-up song, as chosen by the home team, obviously, the Sabre Dogs.
I kind of like the surprise walk-up songs. They're pretty interesting.
Never know what you're going to get.
Mixes it up a little bit.
Oh, that one missed up near the dome. The one thing that I think you can be pretty sure of when you get those surprise walk-ups, it's not going to be something that pumps you up. It's going to be something like Katy Perry,
right.
Something like Miley Cyrus, Britney Spears,
Disney songs.
One of those that you'll get.
Heard a couple of SpongeBob songs. Takes me back to the days.
Oh, yes, I loved SpongeBob back in the days. 2-0 pitch, swung at a fastball upstairs. A little bit angry at himself for chasing at that one. Now for me, I watch a lot of Family Guy now.
Oh, yeah, me and my dad got me on that. So
it's so
we
funny.
We like our Family Guy. My mom doesn't really agree, but 2-1 on that one.
Yep. Wins the battle every time.
That's
2-1
right.
Pitch. Fouled off to the right side by Hunter Brown. Connor Bendek at second. He reached on a throwing error by the third baseman, Alex Crouch. Noah McCreary walked. McCreary has reached base safely in 3 of 4 trips to the plate. And now a 2-2 count. 2 on, 2 away. Top 7. Hunter Brown. 2-2 pitch. Fouled off. Monroe chases near the fence and runs out of room. Foul ball out of play. It's a big at-bat here for the Trappers. Trailing 5-1. Two runners on base. Trying to cut into the deficit. You can hear the drum roll playing over the loudspeakers. Elliott looks in. And the 2-2. Hit on to short. Cruz Fields flips to second, and that will end the inning. So a ground out. Fielder's choice got the force out at second, and the Trappers strand two runners on base once again. We go to the bottom of the seventh, 5-1 our score, stretch time here in Corbett Field. We'll be back here after a quick break on the voice of the Trappers, River 92-7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their 4 wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
The BRG Media Group Sports Players Perspective Podcast.
The professionalism and everything that goes along with the NFL and just the prestige of become just what a great organization and all the franchises and clubs involved is something I am really, really looking forward to.
Here's Brandon Cruz has made the NFL as an official. Hear from Brandon on the Players Perspective Podcast. Download or listen to your favorite station page at prgnews.com and the DRG News app. Brought to you by American Bank and Trust and Avera Orthopedics.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
We're back here for the bottom of the seventh. Just finished up with the seventh inning stretch. The train horns blaring in the background. Hunter Delanois slices one foul into the Trappers' bullpen. Heads up down there. Nick Blessing warming up in the pen. Had to dodge out of the way of that foul ball. They've had a mind of their own this entire game. A sunroof shattered. Our bus pelted. Good thing we're protected by this huge set of netting in front of us.
Yeah, that's right.
Got Will Hoke with me here. I'm Ryan Breeden, your voice of the Trappers. Will, first baseman slash designated hitter, and that one runs inside for ball two to Hunter Delanois. I was just talking about how they've been treating us right up here, and during that little break, you got offered
a Snickers
candy bar? Okay.
Yeah, that was big time.
2-1, snaps it back across. Strike two, 2-2. We've had a lot of trains come through here.
Yes, we have.
During game time. This probably is at least number 10 since this game started. The 2-2, got him. Drop third strike. Throw down to first in time. That's the second strikeout in a row for Caleb Hay, dating back to last inning. His third strikeout here in the last two innings brings his strikeout total up to 5 on the game. The Trappers ace, keeping the Trappers in this one, 5-1 the score. That is a loud train horn. First pitch swinging is Ben Neubert, fouled off to the right side.
Very loud. Must be a big train station. A rail,
I think it's just right down there, like a block that way.
Okay, that makes sense.
0-1.
You see him down both ways the whole game.
Yep. Yeah, okay, we get it. Your ear train.
Yeah.
Yep, now let us get back to the silence.
Good pitch.
And that one just missed. Ben Neubert watched that one. 2-1. Neubert 1-for-3 in the game. 2-1 pitch. Turned on that. Drove it into the left center field. That and the left center field gap. That will get down for extra bases. That is a double for Ben Neubert. And now a runner in scoring position for the Saberdogs with one away here in the bottom of the seventh. Nice piece of hitting from Ben Neubert. Saberdogs looking to add on to their 5-1 lead. Chris Monroe, he's 0-for-3 in this game with a strikeout, been held quiet.
He's been dangerous for him.
After absolutely blazing some baseballs the first three games of this series.
Yes.
1-0 the count. What do you think of the Saberdogs uniforms? Just in general, we've seen this weekend. We saw some powder blues.
Powder blues are my favorite. Those are nice.
Some red.
Red on the powder
white.
Blues, yeah.
1-0. What's going on in just Nick's bow? I'm a big powder blue guy.
Oh, yeah. They do it well, too.
These that they're wearing today, they kind of remind me of, like, some of those, like, retro, like, cutoff jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the sleeveless jerseys that you'll see.
The future uniforms from
exactly.
The 90s, yeah.
Because the sleeves are a different color than the main jerseys. That one's fouled off to the right side.
We had some vest jerseys in Little League. They're pretty nifty. It's the only time I've ever had vest jerseys.
I have a Matt Holliday Rockies vest jersey that got online. Definitely from like one of those like Chinese shops.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
It does the job.
That's the way to go. That's what I do.
And Chris Monroe is rung up on strike three, painted the outside corner. Monroe goes down on strikes for the second time in this contest. The sixth strikeout of the game for Caleb Hay. And now two away here in the bottom of the seventh. A double into left center field from Ben Neubert. He is on second base. And now Jake Barlow, he's 0-for-3. First pitch. Swings and fouls that off.
Good slaughter by Caleb, breaking it off right there.
6 2/3 innings for Caleb. 9 hits, 5 runs, just 3 of them earned. Came into the game with a ERA of exactly 3, and he's given up exactly 3 earned runs in the game.
No
one.
Good pitch.
Gets a called strike 2.
He's been living on that outside corner all day long and seemed to be working.
Painted one there. Now can go to just about anything in the 0-2. Two away here, bottom of the seventh. We'll see what he goes with. 0-2 pitch. Went outside just a bit. Too far outside. Bit of a waste pitch there. 107 pitches on the evening for Caleb Hay. I would highly doubt that he'll be able to go CG for this one,
for a complete game.
I would assume Nick Blessing will take over maybe the next inning. 1-2, got him swinging. Caleb Hay throws another scoreless frame against the Saberdogs. Gets a swing and a miss from Jake Barlow. His 7th strikeout of the game. And we'll see whether or not that ends the game for Caleb Hay. 5-1 the score, Saberdogs leading it against your Trappers. We go to the 8th here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Good evening. I'm Jody Heemstra on the DRG Media Group, looking at some very early preliminary election results from today. Looking at the Pierre School Board race with one of six precincts reporting. So again, very, very early in the vote counting to this point. Joan Adam, the current leader, with 44% of the vote, followed by Jessica Lewis with 23%, Bree Oatman with 20%, and Sandra Duvier with 12%. Again, that with face as far as early voting results there. Connie Hone and Bill Abernathy with 27% of the vote. Rob Fiennes, 28%. Travis Dovery right now, 18%. Again, still very, very early in the counting of those votes as well. I'll have more election results as data becomes available. I'm Jody Heemstra on the DRG Media Group.
We're back in here for the eighth inning. I'm Ryan Breeden, your voice of the Trappers. 5-1 the score. Saberdogs leading it against York here, Trappers. We were about to start the half inning, but now relief pitcher Tyler Elliott getting his hand looked at. He took off a wristband in the last half inning, and it looked like that was really all that there was to it, but now he is getting that hand looked at again. Not really sure what we're trying to look at here. Maybe trying to take a ring off something.
I'm sure he has a blister or cuts on the
could be a blister.
If I had to guess.
So he's going to take a few more warm-up pitches before getting this half inning started. It'll be Anthony Barraza leading off for the Trappers. Now we are ready. I've had Will Hoke here next to me since the bottom of the second. We're already here in the top of the eighth, and I think this will be the last half inning that we are blessed to have the presence of Will.
I'll be back, so you won't miss me too bad, I hope.
We'll see you. We'll have a lot more games this year still. I think 49 after today.
A lot, yeah.
Trappers 4-6 on the year. First pitch of the inning runs inside. You know, this game has been a pretty stark contrast from what the first three games of this series had been. 14-0, 21-3, 27-0, now just 5-1 in the eighth. Big swing and a miss from Barraza. Coming into the series, the Trappers were 4-3 and had a run differential of plus 28. Now 4-6 with a run differential of negative 31. 1-1 pitch up the middle, and that will just get over the top of the bag, but fielded and thrown in time for the out. That looked like a sure base hit for Barraza.
That was a good play.
But some range shown from Jake Barlow at second. Fielded that one directly behind the bag, and you heard the SportsCenter top 10 music over the PA. A nice play, fielding on the run, throwing on the run, and got Barraza. Barraza's got a lot of power, but one of the downfalls is the speed. Barraza maybe a little bit faster. He probably runs that one out.
Yeah, but that's life. Looks like the bat was broken on that one, too.
Thought another
it sounded
one.
Funny. It's a bat I've been trying to use ever since the bat debacle the other day. So, got to get used to another one, I guess.
Can you explain what happened? Because I noticed that something happened there.
Yeah, so we were informed in the fourth inning that bomb bats, which are a certain type of wood bats, that have a metal rod through them and they don't break, save guys money, that they were illegal, informed in the fourth inning of the last game on Sunday. And so we all had to switch. Whoever used a bomb had to switch. I had to switch. I was not very happy with that ruling. But just out of the blue, the umpire said the GMs agreed to it. And that they had to enforce it, and you know, we're finding out 2 weeks into the year. Then that's what everybody was unhappy with on our side.
Gotcha. I was curious what that was about because I noticed that there was a mass tossing of the bats to the side, having to switch them out for new ones.
Yeah,
so I figured there was some sort of ruling there on the bats that were being used. But thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah, that was
3-1. That's called a strike. The count now full at 3-2. Colby Rich And I think that Tyler Elliott going to get that hand checked out once again. Definitely some sort of cut or blister or something has to be.
Yeah,
it looks like they're putting some tape on it there now.
Yeah.
He's been dealing with some discomfort in that right hand, the throwing hand, Tyler Elliott, since he checked in an inning ago. This is the third time he's getting that hand checked out. He's gone an inning and a third. No runs, no hits, two strikeouts, one walk. Get some tape applied there. And coming back out again. Going back to the mound. Where we will have a payoff 3-2 pitch coming. Top of the eighth, one away. 5-1 the score, Saberdogs leading it. 3-2 pitch. Missed inside for ball four. So a runner on base for the Trappers. They have five hits in the game. Five hits and three walks. And I think that might be it for Tyler Elliott. Looks like they're going to go to the pen. And that is indeed what they will do. We'll take a quick pause here for the pitching change. And we'll come back and introduce you to the new Saberdogs pitcher. And pick things back up here in the top of the eighth. 5-1 our score. Saberdogs leading it over your Trappers. Here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Experience the Outpost Lodge overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice-cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the corner station.
The new pitcher on the mound for the Saberdogs, David Demeter. This is his second appearance in the series on the mound. On the roster listed as a position player. He's played in the infield in this series, played in the outfield in this series, been on the mound, kind of been all over the place, the right-hander. And he will come in here with a runner on first base and one out in the top of the eighth, Maddox Mueller. About to come back up here, and Maddox just looking to turn some things around, been in a bit of a slump at the plate here in this series. 0-3 with three strikeouts in this game. How do you get yourself out of a slump like that? Is it just like trying to change up routine? Is it maybe anything like how do you try to do that?
Me personally, I don't change up anything. You know, you gotta trust in what you're doing. When you come this far as a hitter, you got to trust in what you're doing. You just got to swing it through, swing it out. Sometimes, you know, you swing maybe off one day. I had a day in Iowa that swing wasn't right, and all you can do is go in the box and compete and do whatever you can to win at bats. And, you know, some just got to remain calm, number one. Because if you're not calm, you know, you start doing things you normally wouldn't. But the last thing you want to do for me,
2-0 count.
I don't like to switch up routines, mechanics, all that stuff. Unless, you know, obviously I'm working in a cage, but not in a game. Obviously make adjustments from at bat to at bat, but nothing revolutionary. Gotta trust in what you do. Trust your
2-0. That's in there for a called strike one.
Trust your prep a little bit. So it's a little bit of. Sometimes you can start to press a little bit, but if you press, you just dig yourself into a deeper hole, deeper hole, deeper hole. So,
And we get a called time.
Just got to see it through.
Maddox trying to see things through here. Center fielder, a lot of speed. 2-1 pitch. And that misses 3-1. Runner on first. Trappers trailing here 5-1. See what Demeter goes with in the 3-1. And that's ripped into left field, and that's a base hit. So there you go. Maddox Mueller riding it through and lines one into left field. You can see the sigh of relief and the shaking of the head there from Maddox. I'm sure that feels good.
Oh, yeah, it always does.
Getting back in the hit column.
That's right.
So the Trappers here, if they want to try and come back here in this game down by four, you've got to probably score at least one, maybe two here in the top of the eighth.
Get as many as you can. Don't need to get all of them, but.
Garrett Arnold, first pitch, missed inside.
Got to get a couple, get half of them back.
Arnold singled through the right side earlier in the game, 1-3. Runners on first and second, 5-1 the score, looking to cut into the deficit.
That's a good pitch.
Brought that one back in there, taken. And with the off speed, 1-1. Big spot in the game. Eighth inning. First time we have seen the eighth inning here in this series with the Saber Dogs. 1-1. That missed high. Ball two. On deck, Trevor Seagraves. Seagraves doubled and brought in the only run of the game so far for the Trappers on an RBI groundout. In a 2-1 count, David Demeter on the mound. And that missed outside for ball three. I think we'll see a take here. It's 3-1.
We'll see.
Back-to-back walks have gotten us to this point here, and it's a 3-1 count to Garrett Arnold. We'll see what we go with.
If I'm Garrett, it's not an automatic take, but.
The 3-1, and it is taken, and it misses low for ball four. That loads the bases for the Trappers. And all of a sudden, that brings a tying run to the plate here in the eighth for Trevor Seagraves. He's been seeing it well today. 1-3, a double and an RBI ground out. In a big spot here, representing the tying run in the top of the eighth. Don't need to try and do too much here if you're Seagraves to try and do a job.
That's
bring
right.
in a run any way that you can. First pitch. I think it's a swing and a miss. Initially I thought it was a foul ball that rolled away, but instead it's a swing and a miss. But Colby Rich had to stay put at third. You don't want to run yourself into any outs here at home,
no, I don't think either. No.
0-1 count. Trevor Seagraves. California kid. He has bases loaded. The 0-1.
Good lead.
Looked good, but a nice take from Seagraves. Great take.
Yes.
1-1. With bases loaded. Demeter gets set, the 1-1. Big swing and comes up empty, 1-2. I would argue that this pitch upcoming right here would be the biggest pitch of the game so far.
Yeah.
1-2. Seagraves looking to avoid going down on strikes, wanting to drive in a run here. Cut into that 5-1 deficit. Seagraves steps off, readjusts the batting gloves. Takes a look at the bat. Deep breath and steps back in here. Digs in. 1-2 count, bases loaded, top eight. The 1-2. Got him chasing high. That's a big strikeout for David Demeter. Seagraves goes down swinging.
Looked like a slider from up here. Slider missed up, but
got the swing and a miss.
Yeah.
Now Jacob Griffin. We mentioned how good he has been. He's 0 for 3 with 3 Ks in the game, looking to get on the board for the first time here. Would be a big spot to do it. First pitch, healthy hat comes up empty.
It's like a healthy dose of sliders out of David Demeter tonight, from what I can see up here.
Not a lot of fastballs.
Not a lot.
See what he goes with the 0-1. Goes with off-speed again. 0-2. Now can go with just about whatever he wants to. Trappers.
Very strong. Very powerful position he's in right now.
Jacob Griffin, big spot for the Trappers. Looking to avoid stranding the bases loaded in the eighth. Griffin is the tying run at the plate, but it's an 0-2 count. 0-2 pitch. Gobbins swing and strike three. Went up and in. Got the swing and a miss. And so the Trappers, they strand the bases loaded here in the eighth. 5-1 the score. Saberdogs lead it. We're going to go to the bottom of the eighth. But first, I think that will be it.
Yep, that's
here in the box
tonight.
From Will Hope. You've been fantastic. I've enjoyed having you up here.
Thanks for having me up here.
Absolutely. We'll see you again.
Yes, you will.
Go back down and enjoy the last inning or so with the team, and I'll see you for the postgame meal.
Sounds good. Hopefully it's something good.
Let's hope so. That was Will Hope. We'll finish things out here. Nick Blessing coming in to pitch for the Trappers. We'll take a quick break here and come back for the bottom of the eighth on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Good evening on the stations of the DRG Media Group. I'm News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Looking at some very, very early election results from today's primary in South Dakota. Looking at the U.S. Senate race, U.S. House race, and race for governor, the primaries, all the incumbents, John Thune, Dusty Johnson, Kristi Noem, currently in the lead, but again, very, very early as far as vote counting. Right now, Constitutional Amendment C, that right now, the no votes are leading with 70% of the voters who went to the polls today. Looking at the District 24 House race, right now the incumbents, Mike Weisgram and Will Mortensen, leading that field of four with 37% of the vote each. And in the District 24 Senate race, again, early on in the contest, Mary Duvall is leading Jim Melhoff 54% to 46%. I'll have more results as information becomes available. I'm Jody Heemstra.
We're back in here. Corbett Field after that election update. Trappers trailing at 5-1 against the Saberdogs. You're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Back to just a solo crew for me. Ryan Breeden, your voice of the Trappers. Broadcast intern for the summer. Just a 20-year-old college kid, goes to school at Oklahoma State. Game number 11 for me on the year. It's been a much better contest today. Nick Blessing on the mound facing Cody Muncy, gets a swing and a miss. Blessing has appeared in three games, 7 innings. 5 hits, and that one misses outside. 3 earned runs, 9 strikeouts, 8 walks, and a 3.85 ERA. The second best ERA on the team, third best. 1-1, brings it back. Went with the slider and dotted the outside. 1-2. Cody Muncy. 1-2 pitch, missed up and out. Muncy is 2-for-3 with 2 RBI. Two, dipped low for ball 3.
Mm-hmm.
The payoff pitch coming. Infield shifted to the right, and that missed out for ball four. Leadoff walk for Nick Blessing. And now Daesun Cruz. He's 2 for 3. He's got a runner on. First pitch, broken bat, and that gets down in right field for a base hit. It was a jam shot off the inside, off the hands, and a broken bat, and still a base hit for Daesun Cruz, his third hit of the game.
Number 7, Alex.
We've seen a lot of broken bats ever since that ruling where teams were no longer allowed to use the wood bats that had that metal rod in the middle to keep them from breaking. Had a couple of broken bats in this game alone. Five to one the score. Saberdogs leading it over your Pier Trappers. This is game 4 of 5 between these two teams here in Minot. We will then turn around and have one game between these teams on Thursday back at Hyde Stadium. First pitch at 7:05 for that one. And the fans, come on out and support your Trappers. It'll be a great game. Some great players on the field for both sides. You can get your tickets at peertrappers.com. We'll have some fun with that one. And that's popped high within the infield. Seagraves at second is under it, and he makes the catch for the first out. Alex Crouch.
Number 2, Dustin Burst.
For that game on Thursday, our GM, John Hunt, he's got some fun things up his sleeves, too, that he's not even told me about yet. It'll be a surprise for me, be a surprise for the fans. Have some fun going on within the stadium. As a reminder, Thursday night, 7:05 at Hyde Stadium, or Edison Elementary School, whatever you would want to call it. That's what the Saberdogs have called it. A 1, got a healthy swing and a miss from Dustin Mertz. Now 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. Up the middle, this is a double play ball. Flip to second for one to first, and in time! 6-4-3, double play. Brown to Seagraves to Barraza, and that will end the bottom of the eighth. Nick Blessing puts up a 0 in the eighth inning out of the bullpen. We head to the top of the ninth. 5-1 the score. Saberdogs leading it over your Trappers. We need 4 runs here in the ninth. Been a good game. We will have the conclusion of that here after a quick break on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero turn mowers in 3 models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
We're in here for the top of the ninth inning. Pier Trappers trailing against the Saberdogs 5-1. Much better result tonight than what we had the last three games here at Corbett Field. 5-1 is a far cry from 14-0, 21-3, and 27-0. That was the scores of the last three. But Caleb Hay on the mound, the starter, the ace for the Trappers has been, he was fantastic. 7 innings, 9 hits, 5 runs, just 3 of them earned, 7 Ks. And then Nick Blessing just came in out of the pen in the 8th and put up 1 inning of scoreless baseball. 1 hit allowed. Trappers down to their final 3 outs. Within reach, down by 4. Now Connor Bendek. First pitch. Called a strike. You know, one thing that really hurts in this game for the Trappers, they have been close the entire game, but 11 men left on base. That's the number that really hurts, as that one's flared foul out of play, including stranding the bases loaded in the top of the 8th and stranding runners on the corners on 2 separate occasions. The situational hitting has not been great for the Trappers, but the pitching has been fantastic as that's hit over to third. Fielded on a hop by Crouch to throw over to first in time. For the first out here in the 9th, Trappers down to their final 2 outs. And Noah McCreary, he is 1-for-2, and he has walked twice in the game. I got a funny text from my producer, Heather, during this last commercial break that really cracked me up. First pitch, that misses inside. I was talking that last half inning about bringing the fans out, packing Hyde Stadium for Thursday night's 7:05 game against the Saberdogs. That's fouled straight back for strike 1. Heather texts me and goes, "I can't go, ... I have to work." Heather's my producer, and she's back at the studio for every game. She's a trooper. 1-1 check swing. Did he go around the appeal down? No, he did not. Ball 2. Yeah, at least I'll be able to listen to it, is what she says. She'll do more than just listen. She's the hands behind the operation here. River 92.7 for all of these games. I would be lost. I'd have no chance without Heather Williams, my producer. 3-1. That one gets away for ball 4. The third walk of the night for Noah McCreary, his 4th time on base. And so for that game also on Thursday night, got a text from our assistant GM Jordan letting me know to tell everybody that is listening, bring a sign to the game on Thursday. It says something about Edison Elementary. Welcome to Edison Elementary, whatever. McCreary stakes off for 2nd and slides in there. That's a stolen base for Noah McCreary. Hunter Brown, the righty, waves and misses. 1-1. Brown 0-for-4 with 2 strikeouts, so not a great night for Hunter Brown. And McCreary takes off for 3rd and takes that one easily. McCreary swipes 180 feet worth of bags and goes from 1st to 3rd. And now a runner 90 feet away from scoring for Hunter Brown. 2-1 pitch. Hit on the ground to 3rd, foul. Trappers down to their final 2 outs, trailing 5-1 here in the top of the 9th. Hunter Brown with a runner on 3rd. The 2-2 pitch, fouled off. David Demeter in the game on the mound. 2-2 the count. And the pitch misses high. Ball three. Anthony Barraza on deck. He walked in his last at-bat. And the payoff pitch hit into shallow right field. Chris Monroe ranges under it just on the edge of the dirt and makes the catch for the second out. So that's a pop-up to the first baseman for Hunter Brown. And now with two away here in the ninth, Anthony Barraza steps in as the final out, the final hope for the Trappers, down 5-1. First pitch of the AB, that's roped into center field. Pelayo on the run, over his head. He will not make the play. That will roll all the way to the 410 sign. Extra bases for Barraza, rounding second. He's heading for third. The throw is in time, and that will end the game. So Barraza absolutely roped one to center field over the head of Luis Pelayo, and it brought in a run. Noah McCreary scored to make it 5-2, but Barraza aggressively stretching that from second to third was thrown out. And so your Trappers fall here tonight against the Saberdogs, 5-2. But quite an effort and quite a performance and a bounce back for the Trappers after losing two nights ago, 27-0, to lose by just three runs, 5-2. And so we will take a quick break and come back here for the Trapper Wrap post-game show. Have some breakdowns of the game we had, preview the upcoming game we have tomorrow, and then try to track down Coach Jamie Habiger and get some of his thoughts as well. 5-2 the final. Your Trappers fall here at Corbett Field to the Saberdogs. We'll take a quick break and come back here for the Trapper Wrap postgame on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
It's the Golden Giveaway with the DRG Media Group and your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule. June 25th, the Golden Buffalo Casino will give away a Whirlpool appliance package, and you can win it. All you have to do is stop by any of our participating Central South Dakota businesses and register. If your name is drawn, you'll have a chance to win a Whirlpool appliance package. That includes a washer, dryer, stove, refrigerator, and above-range microwave. So register now at these locations. In Pier at Gator's Pizza Pasta Subs, Richie Z's Brickhouse Barbecue, Pier Sports Center, Lynn's Dakota Mart, and Lynn's Dakota Mart Gas, and in Fort Pier at Pizza Ranch. Keep listening for more information. The Golden Giveaway is going on all summer long, with the prizes getting bigger and bigger. Get complete contest rules at the Golden Buffalo Casino and rules and registration points at drgnews.com. The Golden Giveaway with the Golden Buffalo Casino and DRG Media Group.
Pier Trappers Baseball on River 92.7 has been brought to you by Grey Goose Motors, The Outpost Lodge, Tokyo Japanese Cuisine, The Corner Station and The Crossing, Classic Car Wash, Darren Boyle Sales, and Avera St. Mary's Hospital. Stay tuned. Trapper Wrap, a look back at tonight's game, is next on The Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the Pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? Activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the drgnews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the drgnews.com app.
Why am I so sore? There are everyday moments.
Hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Yeah, that hurt.
And there are epic moments.
Fight! Fight! Fight!
Go in! Class of 1995!
When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
Trappers game coverage on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7, now continues with Trapper Wrap, a recap of tonight's game. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Welcome back in here to the Trapper Wrap post-game show. I'm Ryan Breeden, your voice of the Pierre Trappers, and tonight Trappers fell 5-2 at the hands of the Souris Valley Saber Dogs. Saber Dogs have now won 4 in a row against the Trappers, but this one, the 5-2, a far cry from the games that we saw the last 3 times out here at the park. Trappers looked way more competitive in this game. Caleb Hay was dealing on the mound, the starter, the ace. 7 innings pitched, 9 hits, 5 runs, 3 of them earned, and 7 strikeouts. Nick Blessing out of the bullpen, an inning scoreless, just 1 hit. The lineup as well, they were stringing hits together. 7 hits in total in the game. 1 hit from almost everybody in the lineup. All but 2 people in the order, Hunter Brown and Jacob Griffin. All but those 2 were on the board with a hit at some point. We had an RBI ground out from Trevor Seagraves and an RBI double from Anthony Barraza, but he was thrown out at third for the final out of the game in the top of the ninth. The real killer in the game for the Trappers, they were able to get runners on, but they were not able to bring them in. 11 runners left on base, including bases loaded and runners on the corners twice. So close. Had a lot of opportunities to cut even more into that 5-2 score that we're at right now, or that we finished at. So an encouraging game for the Trappers, who look to improve farther tomorrow when we come back out here to Corbett Field. 6:35 start time, just like we had tonight. So it'll be the final game of this 5-game road stand before we come back home to Hyde Stadium, Edison Elementary, as an alternative as well. And that'll be at 7:05 on Thursday. You can get your tickets at PureTrappers.com and come out and have fun. Let's have a big and rowdy crowd for when your Trappers host these Saber Dogs. It will be some good baseball, some good competition, and hopefully a great game. Saber Dogs on the night, 11 hits, 7 strikeouts, and everyone in the lineup except for Chris Monroe, Alex Crouch, and Dustin Mertz had hits. A 3-hit game for Dustin Cruz. Luis Pelayo with 1 hit to his credit. I'd also like to give a special thanks to Will Hoke. He was not in the lineup today, getting his day off. And he joined me up here in the booth from the bottom of the second all the way through the top of the eighth. So a majority of the game. As a reminder, 5-2, the final score. Saber Dogs over your peer Trappers. We'll take a quick break and come back here. I'm going to try to track down Coach Jamie Habiger. He's out in left field right now talking with some of his players, trying to give some instruction. So we'll see whether or not I can pull this off. I'd like to get him up here for a quick interview. So I'm going to send it to a quick break and go and try to track him down and bring him up here. Here on the Trapper Wrap post-game show. We'll be back here after this quick break on River 92.7.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
It's the easiest way to shop locally online and save. Discount deals at drgnews.com any time of the day or night with great savings on items and services. Deuce's Wild Repair, Pier Custom Detailing, River City's Public Transit, TMA, Shell's Gas Stop, Capital City Monuments, and more. Register to save your payment information or shop as a guest. Just click on Discount Deals at any station page on drgnews.com. Discount Deals from DRG Media Group.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
You can listen to any of your favorite DRG Media Group stations just about anywhere. All you need to do is download the app. Just log on to drgnews.com or download it directly from the App Store or Google Play. You'll get high-quality sound, up-to-date news, weather, and sports stories and video, podcasts, and, of course, your favorite music, notifications, and more. If you don't already have it, download it right now and see what you've been missing. The DRG News app, brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero turn mowers in three models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Welcome back in here to the Trapper Rap postgame show. I'm Ryan Breed, and I'm now joined alongside Trappers head coach Jamie Habiger. Coach, 5-2 score. You know, it's obviously a far cry turnaround from what the last three games have been. A lot more fight on in pretty much all aspects from your team tonight.
Yeah, I agree. We came out. We wanted this win. Caleb threw a great game on the mound. You know what? We were just missing that timely hitting tonight.
It looked like Caleb was spotting his stuff well, taking advantage of the strike zone, really attacking outside, getting a lot of taken strike threes and stuff like that. He was working, taking advantage.
Yeah, like I said, he did a great job. Garrett behind the plate called a great game. You know what, we gave him a couple extra in the first inning, and they made us pay for it.
And Connor Bendick led off the game with a double and kind of set the tone for the offense. They had 7 hits on the night, I guess. It was great. The one like red mark, the one thing that you look at is the 11 runners left on base, bases loaded, stranded, and runners on the corner stranded twice. You know, just were able to get runners on base, but just couldn't quite hit them in yet.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, that timely hitting, we definitely missed out on that. I think we had 4 strikeouts in total with bases loaded in 2 different innings. So, you know what? That's just our team is a little young. We got to learn how to manufacture and have better at bats.
And so we'll be back out here tomorrow, 6:35, same start time. Who will it be on the mound tomorrow night for the Trap?
Yeah, Casey's going to throw for us tomorrow night. Drew, he's going to take Drew's spot. Drew has a little sore arm still from the last outing, so We're going to sit him for a couple days and go with Casey and expect the same outcome as tonight with a win.
Awesome. Sounds great. Thanks for joining me, Coach. And we'll see Casey Kosheva on the mound tomorrow, and we'll see you tomorrow for our pregame interview. Great. And so thanks for joining me, and go get some food.
Yep, thanks, Ryan. Go Traps.
So that was Trappers coach Jamie Habiger here for the post-game interview. 5-2, the final score. Trappers falling it on the road against the Soares Valley Saber Dogs. That'll be about all here for the Trapper Rap post-game show. I'm Ryan Breeden, your voice of the Trappers, here with you pretty much every night. I'd like to give a huge shout-out to my producer, Heather Williams. Makes it all possible behind the scenes, back in the studio. We'll be back tomorrow night at 6:35, and then after that on Thursday, we'll be back at home for the first time in what feels like forever. I'll have that call here on River 92.7, as well as YouTube Live for the video stream. And for anyone in the area, go get your tickets for that game on Thursday night at puretrappers.com. Come out, support the team. Bring an Edison Elementary School sign. Let's make it rowdy. Let's have a great crowd on Thursday night for when the Trappers host the Saberdogs. That'll be it for tonight's coverage of Trappers baseball. Thank you to everyone for listening. I'll see you all tomorrow night. Peace out. Have a great night. And we'll be back here at the park tomorrow at 6:30.
Trapper Wrap, a recap of tonight's Pure Trappers action. Thank you for joining us and stay with us all season long on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.